This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The issue of vernacular schools in our education system has popped up again. The whole debate was triggered by some participants in the recent Red Shirt Rally who were holding signs that said Hapuskan SJKC, calling for Chinese-type schools to be abolished. This then prompted some ministers to make a stand on the issue. Deputy Prime Minister Datuk Seri Zahid Hamidi believes Malaysia can achieve racial harmony if the country adopts a single-stream national education system and puts an end to vernacular schools. Meanwhile, Education Minister Datuk Seri Mazhir Khalid plans to set up a new learning module called Bina Bangsa in all primary schools to strengthen racial integration among students at a young age. Will this make a difference? We talked to the Parents Action Group for Education chairperson Datin Nur Azimah Abdul Rahim and if she thinks that vernacular schools is really the problem.
Well, at PAGE, we've always believed that Malaysia's strength is in its diversity, therefore in its people, in its different cultures and ethnicities. So we believe that the issue is not about abolishing vernacular schools, but it is more about making national schools attractive to all Malaysians. National schools, unfortunately, have now become Malay schools, and that's not what national schools should be. So I think it is more about raising the quality of education in national schools.
What do you think national schools' role is?
Well, as the name says, it's supposed to be national and this is supposed to be a school for all Malaysians, and all national schools should reflect the Malaysian population. But we believe that national schools have failed in some ways to bring Malaysians together at a young age. You know, we have, 10,000 national schools, of which I think 7,000 are primary school. So therefore you have 7,000 national schools at primary level. You have 1,000 Chinese schools and 500-odd Tamil schools. But unfortunately, we see the Chinese schools accommodating just the Chinese kids, Tamil, etc., and the Malays are going to national schools. This does not bode well for the nation.
So what do parents consider when they plan to send their children to school?
Well, definitely parents should send their children to schools which are in their neighbourhood. I think that was the idea when the government took schools out of cities and put them in neighbourhoods, one. And secondly, it's also the quality of education that parents look for, because in the end, this will determine the kind of jobs their children will grow into. And also, of course, parents want a better quality of life for their children.
So when you say the quality, do you think there's a significant shift in quality in terms of national schools and also vernacular schools?
I mean, why are Chinese schools so popular now? There's a perception that Chinese schools are better than national schools. And you see even the Malays moving their children into Chinese schools, I mean, not even Tamil schools. So I believe the reason why parents do this is because they believe that a third language is important, which is Mandarin, which you cannot get in national schools.
What are the demographics of Malay students in vernacular schools?
I think of late, statistics show that we've been seeing a rise of approximately 10,000 Malay kids moving into Chinese schools every year, and it's been on the rise. And we believe this started when the teaching of science and maths in English was hotly debated, and when the decision to abolish it was made, we saw the non-Malays leaving national schools.
Where did you get the figures, Atin?
We don't have any figures, and I don't even know if the ministry has any figures, but this is what we see, we observe, we hear, we talk to parents. You saw a shift of non-Malay kids into national schools in 2003 when the policy was introduced, and when the decision to abolish it was made in 2010 or even before that, we saw the rise in non-Chinese kids going to Chinese schools.
When you say you talk to parents, what are their main points in sending their kids to a vernacular school instead of national schools?
First of all, it's a third language. And secondly, it's the perception that Chinese schools especially provide a higher quality of education. But I think you have to look also as to what you really want in your child. Is it just Mandarin, or is it a very disciplined approach to education? Because I've spoken to a few Chinese friends who send their children to Chinese vernacular schools, and they say they don't really want to send their kids to Chinese vernacular schools because they themselves enjoyed, you know, the national school education environment. But national schools have such a poor image that they are forced to send their children to vernacular schools.
Do you think there is still a problem of racial integration among students?
Well, if they have three different types of schools, of course there will be. But I think it's only more in the sense that the medium instruction of these schools are different. So if we could emphasize on one particular language even more than the others, for instance, national schools should maybe introduce Mandarin, which some schools have. And as far as Chinese schools, I think they should raise the level of Bahasa Malaysia in Chinese schools, similarly with Tamil. So maybe then only will we see some form of integration as far as the medium instruction is concerned.
So vernacular schools, they're not really the problem, you think?
No, we don't think so, because, again, it's not the problem. It's not even the issue. The issue here is national schools have disappointed us. Yeah, of course, you see some very outstanding national schools, but believe that a large majority of them are quite mediocre. And this is the reason why parents aren't sending their children there. So the question now is, we have to raise the quality of national schools. And one of the ways also is to strengthen English within national schools, because I think one of the reasons why parents don't send their children to national schools is because of the over-concentration on BM and also religion. It also depends on how the religious teachers present this knowledge to the children. And unfortunately, many just throw in their own version of how the religion should be, a rather narrow-minded and fearful approach.
So we need a revamp of the syllabus, you mean?
Not necessarily a revamp, but I think we need to introduce more subjects in English so that national schools provide a bilingual form of education. So right now, you just have English as a subject. And we know that English alone isn't going to help kids with the English proficiency. So what you need to do now is to have more subjects in English. Of course, we've been advocating for science and maths, but you can always have other maybe less core subjects, because English is also our second language in the country. We believe this, the time is right to do this, because now that SPM English must pass has been delayed, one of the solutions to this is to immerse the kids more in other subjects in English so that they will be able to meet the mark of passing that SPM requirement.
The Education Ministry will launch a Bina Bangsa module next year, and they think that it'll help bring these two schools together. Do you agree?
Well, yes, we have been asked before. Well, if it's just a module, then we won't object. In fact, we will encourage it. What we don't want is another subject on Bina Negara, which would be too substantive. But I believe that even if you throw in a module, I don't think a module will be enough to get our kids together at such a young age. A more effective approach would be, as I said, a bilingual approach towards national education that will bring our kids together.
That was Datin Nur Azimah Abdul Rahim from Parents Action Group for Education. I'm Aisha Tajuddin reporting for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.